Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome to Reunited in Green as we look back at the best of the 2019 season. I am Derek Taylor, and today is the true story of the West Final. So much uncertainty leading into this game. How would Cody Fajardo be able to play with two torn oblique muscles? How could Shaq Evans go with a broken toe, and just how did he break it? And what's to be made of Zach Collaros now across the field playing for the Bombers against the team he started the season with? We'll have the full story on Cody's and Shaq's injuries right from them. We'll answer, why was Brian Bennett in the game in the fourth quarter? How did Kyren make that catch? And what would have happened if the ball didn't hit the crossbar? All your questions will be answered on Reunited in Green, the true story of the West Final. Talk to Cody Fajardo next on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Derek Taylor back with you for Reunited in Green, the true story of the West Final. And the big issue for the Riders heading into this one, you remember well, was Cody Fajardo's injury. He'd hurt himself in practice before the final regular season game. We found out later it was two torn muscles in his obliques that he'd done on just a routine play in practice.
I don't know what the number was, but Edmonton hit me probably 15-plus times. And so I just think there was a lot of wear and tear on my body. And I remember going out to practice, and I just threw a deep ball to the left to Manny like every other day. But obviously there was some bruising in my side and in my ribs, and so it just put a lot of stress on my obliques. And just I remember just falling to my knees. It felt like somebody stabbed me. I'm thinking in my head, I might be done for the year. I might not even be able to play the playoff game.
So the Riders started Isaac Harker in that final regular season game against Edmonton. They clinched the West, and it gave Fajardo that extra bye week to rest up. But the pain wasn't going away as the West Final got closer.
So leading up to the West Final, I couldn't even throw a football. I had to throw a wiffle ball football and just kind of get confident throwing the ball with the wiffle ball and gradually work my way up to like a Nerf ball and then work my way up to an actual football. So the week leading up, I had, I believe, four or five shots in my side. And the day of the game, me and my dad had to drive over to the hospital right next to the stadium. They snuck me in the back, and the doctor, it was actually his off day, and he came in with his Rider shirt, proud, and shot me up and said, all right, you should be good for the game. And it was just one of those crazy stories that my dad was like, this is incredible. It's like something that people don't really know about, you know, the things that go behind the scenes to have an athlete play.
His teammates saw Fajardo in pain. They knew of the shots and saw Fajardo's desire to play, but could he and would he be good enough relative to his MOP level regular season? We'll hear from head coach Craig Dickinson and first center Dan Clark.
I knew Cody was been questioning it throughout, our last game of the year about what was going to happen. And it was one of those ones that I'm more looking out for his long-term health than anything.
I knew he was hurting, but, you know, he took a shot, and we were hopeful that he was going to be able to play and play well. But we knew he was hurting. You know, offensively, we tried to limit the amount of big throws, the deep throws he'd make. But we also knew we'd have to play our very best game to win this game. We knew there'd be some limitations, but boy, we were gonna use everything we had, every tool we had in the box to try to win that game.
Thanks to the treatment and the time, and especially his dad, Fajardo was able to play on that final Sunday.
Just having my dad there during that time, I don't know how I would have responded by myself going through all that. So it was really nice to have my dad there. And just that comfort of being able to come home to my dad after practice and just kind of talk things out and just having somebody there really made things, I think, me mentally feel a lot better about my injury than physically.
There's a few spots where his injury factored into the game and potentially some decisions were made differently because of it. We'll hear about those coming up next. Luke Mullender and I take you inside the booth, Reunited in Green. It's the true story of the West Final right here on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Inside the booth, we welcome in Luke Mullender, reunited in green. We look at the West Final. Luke, Cody Fajardo told us the whole story right there about dealing with two torn oblique muscles. We didn't really know if he would play, how well he would play. I guess we knew he would play because football players are a different level of toughness. What was your impression of Cody in this game and, say, in the first half of this game?
I thought that going into the week, there was two kind of storylines. It wasn't just the Cody storyline. It was also the Zach Calero storyline.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And the fact that, and so I think that kind of pulled back on the attention coming into the game of just Cody, because it wasn't just Cody. It was Cody. And there was also the other story over there on the Winnipeg side, which was Zach Calero. So I think it took a little bit of pressure off Cody. Right. But he looked fine. I remember he took a hit early on that we were like, and then it worked out for him. So, yeah. But again, I think that the overall theme is this team picked a really bad time to not play their best game and not even come close to playing their best game.
Yeah. There were some bounces. Think of the journey Zach Kolaros was on last season. Started with the Riders, traded to Toronto, traded to Winnipeg, turns Winnipeg into a monster. Seeing him back wearing, you know, blue and gold in Regina when where we were 6 months prior, yeah. this was almost surreal.
Oh, well, you said it. It was surreal. And the worst part about it was really annoying. Like, it was annoying because the worst part of this whole deal, DT, is because we saw the Zach Kolaros that everybody in Rider Nation thought they were going to get when he was in green and white. Literally, everybody was like, where was this? Right? But they were protecting him, right? And he was throwing dimes that game. Oof. And it was just, again, it was a bad day for the Riders. Kolaros. It was literally the worst thing to watch. A guy that you knew and you sat there and talked about for 2 years about the potential he had. Then seeing him do that and be that guy against your team, that hurt.
It really did. As I said all season long, I was on Kolaros Island. It was the first thing out of my mouth when I became the Riders play-by-play guy. And Kolaros Island moved into Regina.
When we signed him, I was like, this is going to be the best quarterback signing ever if he can stay healthy. And yeah, the one time we see him healthy, he's not wearing a Rider jersey.
Exactly.
One time.
It was just enough games in Winnipeg to remain healthy and take them to the Grey Cup. Kickoff is next. You will not believe some of the things you will hear. Every question you have about the West Final will be answered by the guys involved starting next on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.